I welcome each one to the service this morning, this part of the service. It's been good to be here. I was really blessed by that last song we sang there, Come to the Mercy Seat. You know, earth has no sorrows that heaven will not heal. I forget how that said that exactly, but the verse that went along with that is, you know, it's come to heal the brokenhearted. And isn't that wonderful that we serve the one that heals, the one that will meet, has promised to meet every need. Joseph will be closing, but I just was going to make one announcement here before go into the opening meditation, and that is that he is planning to leave this afternoon for Shiloh for meetings, and will be there all week. So let's remember him in prayer. And now this is a big week, and so just wanted to give that. I'll let him make the rest of the announcements at the end of the service. If you want to turn with me, I'd like to just a few thoughts taken out of Romans chapter 12. And Romans chapter 12 is a big passage. I remember as a young fellow sitting on one of these front benches, probably the first time it really struck me that how much was in Romans chapter 12 was Brother Dan P. Miller shared that. He said that Romans 12 has a Sermon on the Mount in it, and that made me look at it a little differently from then on. It does have it is full of the how-tos where and gives the recipe for the, I believe we can say, for the Christian. And I've been also thinking along the lines of you know, our little ones. We have just had another one born this past week, and such a blessing. And as you think of these first couple of verses there, we think of this talks about being not conformed but transformed. And think about little ones, and you know, as a little baby, you know, they look, they're so innocent, they're so just perfect little, and they don't mean any harm, don't mean any wrong. But, you know, the bent, the old Adam is there. You're born with that. You don't have to try to do wrong. That's what we are born with, that fleshly nature. And you know, it's not very long before that displays itself. You know, when they're hungry, they want something. When they don't feel good, you know about it. You won't sleep. And and as they get a little bit older, time comes, you have to work with that. And as they keep growing on up, you know, as parents, our responsibility is to mold and to shape, to train and to teach to where when they come to the age of accountability, that they have the tools, they're ready to make that change, that transformation. I'd just like to read, let's just read the first six verses here, or first five verses. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. For I say through the grace given unto me to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, according as God hath dealt to every man the measure of faith. For as we have many members in one body, and all members have not the same office, so we, being many, are one body in Christ, and every one members one of another. I think we'll stop there just to pull a few thoughts from that section. On in the last part, it gives a lot more details guides to go by, maybe. But as we think of look at the first verse there, he says, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Now we think of he's beseeching, he's begging, he's, I think would be more of the expression there. By the mercies of God, you know, it's only of God's mercies that we are not consumed. You know, you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. You know, when we think of what Christ has done for us, it's only reasonable service. It's only reasonable that we give our bodies a living sacrifice, that we're willing to give all for Him. He says, and be not conformed. And when you think of conforming, like I was talking about, it's something that, you know, it's all around us. And it's something that we deal with in a real way. And it's something that I believe we're going to face. It's going to be stronger and stronger. If you look at what liberal society is trying to take away from the rights of parents to train their children. I just read a little note in a news, and they were saying if your parents don't agree with you, if your parents say that this transgender thing, this type of thing is wrong, run away. And this is being promoted. You know, this is what society is trying to bring in and to push. You know, this is our responsibility as parents to train our children and to keep them from conforming to this world. It says, but instead to prepare them to be transformed by the renewing of your mind. You know, transformation. Not many of us like those little wiggly worms that are crawling around in our gardens. We'd probably get rid of them. But, you know, when we see the pretty butterflies, we go running after them. The children go running after them with the little nets and catch them. And they're so beautiful. But they're the same thing. They're from that little worm that we're so against earlier. But it is not the same thing. It has totally changed. And you know, that's what the power of Christ does in our lives. It transforms. It totally changes. There is a complete difference. That you may prove that what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. He says, for I say through the grace given unto me to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think. And I thought it was interesting in the devotional and in the Sunday school, and how that thought flowed through there, you know, judging righteous judgment. You know, when we judge, a lot of times where it's pride is what we're dealing with in our own lives. That song we sang, the second song we sang this morning, the one phrase in there said, pride ruled my life. You know, that is that's what rules, that's conformed life that he's talking about. It's pride. It's an exaggerated thinking of oneself. It's what we heard in the Sunday school lesson about not to think of ourselves more highly than he ought to think. Exaggerated thinking. For I say through the grace that is given unto me to every man that is among you not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly. So he's saying we need proper thinking, we need purposeful thinking, we need sober thinking. According as God has dealt to every man the measure of faith. And then he goes on and talks about the body of Christ and how we're all members one of another. How we're all here to help each other. We're here to encourage each other. And it was just a blessing to me to look at this passage. And where is my thinking? Is it seeking the mind of Christ? Is it seeking, you know, to think the things that he calls us to think on, those things that are good, those things that are kind? Maybe I should turn it, if I can find that, Galatians. says, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. So that's the kind of thinking that should dominate our minds. That's the kind of thinking that is the mind of Christ. Let's come before the Lord in prayer.